Good morning, everyone. My name's Dave, and welcome to Insights for Health, brought to you by The Healthy Habit at 451 St. Clair Street in Chatham, where we help you help yourself with your health. Our topic today is natural defense recommendations. And joining us today to help us protect ourselves is Dr. Kate Riom. Dr. Kate is a naturopathic doctor, having graduated from the Canadian College of Naturopathic Medicine in 2002. Dr. Kate has an Honors Bachelor of Science degree in biology from McMaster University. She has taught and supervised various teaching clinics and makes regular media appearances and is a best-selling author. Good morning, Dr. Kate. It's a timely topic.
It is. And, you know, it's important now, but it's important, you know, it'll be important again in the fall and year round. The fact is that we are exposed to viruses all the time. It just so happens right now there is a novel or new virus out that nobody has immunity to yet. And we protect ourselves against all viruses, all respiratory viruses, in the same way, the same portion of our immune system. And it's, I think, helpful to know that there's things we can do to help that work better.
Yeah, and that's what we'd like to maybe make clear right off the top. We're going to discuss products today and substances that historically have been very successful in battling virus, but that's no guarantee. They can be helpful, but they've been historically beneficial. So just to maybe make that clear right off the top.
That's right. There's a lot of research, a lot of evidence-based medicine and things that we can do to support our immune system.
Right. So, Doctor, I'd like to get into the products as soon as possible, but just to reiterate, our health officials are telling us common sense things that we can do. Can you just touch on those very briefly, and then we'll get right into the products?
Yes, and these make a big difference, of course. Hand washing, we've all heard it, but it can't be overemphasized. The hand is quicker than the sneeze when it comes to the transmission of viruses like this. And so hand washing is very important. And then, of course, isolation. At this point in time, that seems like extreme measure, but we do need to limit social contact in order to limit the spread of this, to slow the spread of any virus. And if you are sick, stay isolated, stay away from other people, coughing and sneezing into either an elbow or a tissue, and keeping our hands away from our face. This is maybe a little harder than it sounds. Studies have shown people touch their faces between 15 and 25 times per hour. And so that is something that will, if you've touched something that maybe has a virus on it and transmits it to your face, so that's something we have to try to not do as well.
So what about the mask?
Masks are a good idea for people who are sick. If you're not sick, if you're not showing any signs of symptoms, then masks won't necessarily change much or your risk of becoming infected, except they do serve as quite a good reminder not to touch your face. That seems to be the beauty of the mask.
So we're hearing a lot about, in the media, et cetera, everybody's talking about all the whole downside of this, of course. I mean, it's serious. But we're not hearing too much about these natural things that we can do to support ourselves. So, Doctor, there's a large body of elements that can be helpful.
That's right. And it's important to understand a little bit about what's going on in the body. We protect ourselves from viruses, these airborne respiratory viruses, especially the new ones. And they're, we have to keep in mind there's not just one virus out there. There are many different types of viruses that cause cold and the flu, and those are still circulating. It's still, technically cold and flu season. And we protect ourselves against those by something called our innate immune system. The system has different parts, but a big, main feature of this immune system, this aspect of our immune system, is a number of different types of white blood cells that will recognize and attack and protect us from invading pathogens like viruses. And so there's things that we can do to help our immune system work better. There's things we can do to make it work not as well, but there's things we can do to help it work better, help to increase the number and activity of those white blood cells.
So, Doctor, what is the first thing that you would recommend?
Well, getting good sleep, first of all, is really important. It's an important aspect of our immunity. And decreasing stress. Stress will have a major negative impact on the immune system. So keeping that managed and under control is important.
So that's managing the immune system. What is an antiviral that you would suggest?
Well, an antiviral in terms of, there's lots of different types of natural compounds that are considered to be antiviral in the fact that they, again, increase the number and activity or in one way or another support the number and activity of these cells of our immune systems. So, for example, vitamin C is one of those. Vitamin C also plays a main role in making sure that the integrity of our mucous membranes, where these viruses get in, that that is strong, for example. So it plays a number of roles in prevention and maintenance of that aspect of our immune system.
Yeah, and that's a good point to bring out maybe right off the start here, is that some of these elements do both. They are antiviral, but they're also immune supporting.
That's exactly right.
So vitamin C, what would you recommend would be a daily amount for just boosting the immune system?
For boosting the immune system in the wintertime, you're looking at 1,000 milligrams, in a divided dose. For adults, 500 milligrams, one twice a day, and that will give you a plenty of vitamin C to help with, again, that the strength of those mucous membranes. We want to keep that what's called ground substance or connective tissue strong, and to help optimize the function of our immune cells.
And if a person were to acquire the virus, would you up your vitamin C at that time?
Yeah, so vitamin C taken in slightly higher doses will have other effects. One of them, for example, is it has been shown to increase the production of antiviral compounds by the immune cells. And so increasing, if you think you're coming down with something, you've got that tickle in your throat, then increasing that vitamin C can help with the production of those antiviral compounds.
What would you suggest then as another immune support?
Well, one that is a foundation of the immune system is probiotics. People don't realize that really a lot of our immunity begins in the gut and has to do with the balance of healthy bacteria there. And studies have shown in separately published studies for children, adults, and seniors that a daily probiotic taken throughout the winter season will decrease the frequency and severity of colds and flu, so these types of wintertime upper respiratory illnesses. And so this is a really important foundation of immunity, is probiotics and keeping the healthy bacteria up.
Yeah, and that, again, that's something that should be all the time. I mean, we focus on it in a time like this, but something like that should be all the time.
It should be. And specifically for seniors, we do know that after the age of, depending on the individual, can be as early as the 50s or even typically the 60s, that there's a decrease in the number of healthy bacteria in the large intestine and small intestine, and that can impact the immune system. And so I think it's important for seniors all the time to be topping up their good bacteria, because that will make a difference with immunity.
And another antiviral. Can you suggest another one?
Well, again, in terms of compounds that have been shown clinically to reduce the frequency and severity of these kinds of respiratory illnesses is mushrooms. So, for example, mushroom beta-glucan. So there are specific components in certain types of mushroom. These things are called beta-glucans. And they have been shown for people either under stress or athletes, for example, and in different populations, to decrease the risk of contracting these types of seasonal illnesses.
Now, these aren't your culinary grocery store type mushrooms.
You won't get much of that compound. Although mushrooms are a wonderful thing to include in a healthy diet, you won't get much of this immune supportive compound by throwing a few mushrooms into your omelet in the morning. But there are mushroom concentrates that include a concentrated amount of this specific component, this beta-glucans, that has been shown in clinical trials to help decrease the seasonal illness.
Any suggestions on which mushroom? Or can you go there?
Yeah, Well, for example, there are combinations. Super mushroom is one blend that contains combination of beta-glucans along with reishi, very well-known immune-supportive, and a number of other mushrooms in that combination. So that's an example of sort of concentrated form of these mushrooms.
Yeah, and it typically is a blend of about anywhere from 4 to 7 typically in those blends, isn't there?
That's right. There is the mushroom beta-glucans and a concentration of six different mushrooms in that super mushroom combination.
Yeah. So we know that there isn't any medicine at this point. It's only support. Now, in a worst-case scenario, what happens? I mean, it attacks the lungs, but what's happening there, doctor?
Mm-hmm. So for people who are developing severe illness, which, by the way, is typically, as many people have heard, are older individuals with pre-existing health conditions. And so for those individuals, if they already have, for example, compromised immune systems, kidney disease, lung diseases, and then, you know, the issue that we see is with more severe illness, specifically affecting the lungs is a main factor leading to pneumonia, which can be quite serious. And for some individuals, you know, require oxygen for life support. And that is typically how it manifests, you know, these very serious winter illnesses.
Yeah. And so there's antibiotics don't work.
Because it's a viral condition, yep. Antibiotics are ineffective unless there happens to be a secondary bacterial infection that occurs. No, antibiotics won't help with a viral condition.
And what about a past vaccine, a past flu shot that someone may have received?
No, flu shots and vaccines are very specific to a specific virus. And so, you know, new viruses require new vaccines that aren't available yet.
And that's why I think looking at a natural, that's something that's natural, that's historically good with viruses, it seems the virus can't adapt around those quite as easily.
That's right. So because when you're looking at things that, again, will increase the activity of the immune system, again, these specific cells, they go by names like natural killer cells, which as the name implies, their job is to kill things coming into the body. Macrophages, these things will eat up, again, pathogens, viruses, and bacteria coming into the body. And so when you are working on that level to help increase and support the activity of the immune system in that way, then it does make it harder for even new viruses to get around that.
Doctor, we're going to take a quick commercial break, and when we come back, let's pick up again on what we can do to support our immune system and what we can do in an antiviral way.